You are down in deep.
This is deep.
Solution, but trying to prove me wrong. Why the paranoia? Like I don't give my all to violate you, baby. I just can't do. I'm no better off than without you. Won't you tell me what is it I can do? Would you believe me if I said there ain't no change in the way I feel? Must be another way to get to you. We'd be foolish if we go astray. Disrespect all that we've been through, and not everybody knows that it takes two to make a thing not wrong. If you love like you say you love me, I love you like you should love me. Tell me, baby, how can we go wrong? If you love like you say you love me, I love you like you should love me. Then baby, listen, we can never lose.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of IDS Dating Sucks? ? I am your man, Big B, and got the crew with me today. You know your Dating Sucks crew. We have Miss Sonia from the Bronx.
Hola, happy Cinco de Mayo. That's mañana.
Hey. Muy bien.
Muy bien, epa.
You know das, that word in the, we also have the world traveler, the reason why we have not taped in 7 years, because his passport got revoked overseas, Diego.
Yay, hey there, everybody, how's everyone going? Just coming back from Korea, part of that Trump diplomatic campaign that we're trying to get together out there.
Oh shit, he said we.
Keep America great again.
Okay.
And it's at this time that I ask all of you to stand to your feet, remove your hats, put your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Right after I smack Diego.
Hi-yow.
Hello.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, ¿cómo está?
Bien, bien, bien. Let's get this party started. Ooh, ooh. Oh. Why?
Okay. Are you done? Missed you guys.
I missed you too.
Didn't see
awesome.
You.
Email's been blowing up.
All right.
Has it?
Questions have been coming in.
Wow. Okay. Have they?
Things have just been going down.
But hopefully
and
new
not
romances necessarily are blossoming.
In the DM. Yeah.
Well,
really? What is DM anyway?
He's so old. Direct message.
Oh, direct message. Oh, okay.
If you had Instagram, you had Twitter.
I know. I can't do it.
You'd know.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't have it either.
It's fun watching those people fall off one by one. I got two cousins that's so war. On their mama's graves, they was never going to get on social media. As I just added one of them as a friend.
Hey, sometimes you have to. If it, you know, for the sake of a business, maybe.
Hey,
yeah. I mean, that's honestly, that's why I'm on it a lot.
If you're going into it with messy thoughts, you'll have a messy page and a messy life.
Well, now, which one are we talking about?
Any of them.
All of them. Okay. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Especially the book.
Oh, mm-hmm. Facebook. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the new hookup site? Facebook.
It is.
Okay. Mm. It can be.
I thought it was
if that's what you're on
Twitter
there for.
Or Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Twitter
or the
is?
New or Snapchat.
Mm. They're that? All functioning tools if that's your goal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that where IG models come from? Instagram models.
Mm-hmm.
IG. Okay. Almost like a jet magazine, but. Cyber, okay.
And not 2 weeks late. Like, that right. Always came out like 2 weeks late.
Absolutely.
How old are we? Do they even have Jet anymore?
No, they discontinued.
Okay.
They couldn't find anybody to do the centerfold.
I used to love sliding that thing off the rack while me and my mom stood in the line at the grocery store.
And look at the Jet.
It was the beauty of the week.
Yeah, the beauty of the week.
Just knowing that one day I was going to see somebody I knew.
I like the model and never made a dime in her life modeling, but she liked the model and shit.
And you know what was a good thing about Jet? They either didn't know how to airbrush, couldn't afford airbrushing, or didn't believe in
it. Yeah. It wasn't airbrushing back then. That was
not
stretch marks was all the rage.
Oh, really? You had a real woman with some stretch marks and stuff like that.
You,
yeah. Yep.
Little stab,
I'm gonna tell you.
Little stab wound in the butt. Shoot.
We're not talking about the Foxy Playground.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Jet Magazine.
If your man can't appreciate a stretch mark, get another one.
That's
us.
I think they're sexy.
A stretch mark, done right.
Yeah, it's sexy.
A stretch mark done right.
It's sexy. Like a tiger just grabbed you by the butt. I like that.
What is done right? Like, how do you do? First of all, how do you do a stretch mark right?
Some women got stretch marks, but some women look like they got raised stretch marks. Right. Like,
see, if it's a stretch mark because shit is just getting a little plumped up a little bit.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Again, you're not doing them on mark, purpose.
Right. If it's a stretch mark after obesity.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
That's so sexy.
Yeah.
Now we need to see surgical procedures.
Motherfucker. But yeah, sex mark, your stretch marks are sexy on a woman.
All right. Anyway. Can we get this started?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Waiting on the queen.
I'm like.
To bring this court to order.
I'm just saying. Hear ye, you Bamas.
In
the court.
Something is dead on these mics, but keep talking.
Something's dead? Oh,
something's
okay.
Dead. You don't hear it? I hear
deadness.
No,
I don't hear it.
Uh-uh. I don't hear it.
What?
I hear the fan, but that's about it. Anyway, all right, let's get this party started, kids. Okay. So we're going to start off with a question someone sent us. Thank you for sending this question. I wish it was a little bit, whatever. We'll see what you guys think about it. Do you think monogamy is natural?
Okay, who's going to take that
one? You want me to take it?
Yeah, go ahead, since you're a monogamous.
Yeah, I am a monogamous. I think it's a choice.
Are you a serial monogamous?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they didn't add that. Do you think monogamy is natural?
I think whatever feels natural, whatever feels right to you is what feels natural. And if monogamy is what you think or feels natural, then it's right for you. But some people don't feel like it's natural. Some people feel like we are supposed to see a lot of different people. We're not supposed to be monogamous. But I feel like, for me, it's natural. I just don't like spreading juices and all that. And the secretions and things.
Okay.
That's just me. Mm-hmm. Whatever floats your boat.
I'm just saying.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to say I believe that it is. I think outside of that realm is a learned behavior. So, you know, I think you think back to when you was a kid, you know, you saw that first little chick crush while you was in third, fourth grade, whatever it was. And, you know, you had eyes for just her. It was, you know what I'm saying? I don't know too many of, you know, kids that had the story of, oh, man, you know, I saw these six bad bras in my class and trying to get with all of them. I think, you know, you had eyes for one person and it was that. And I think society's ways or parental ways or, you know, if you were like me that you grew up with a pimp around your corner and you know, you see their ways.
Like a real pimp?
Legitimate pimp.
Okay.
You know, you learn those things. Those things rub off TV, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I kind of agree with both of you, but as I look at monogamy, I think monogamy is in the confines of marriage or leading towards marriage. I think you're monogamous with your wife. with maybe your fiance or your girlfriend leading to your fiance that's going to lead to marriage. But other than that, no, I think you are a free agent until you say I do. I think it's something you commit yourself to. I don't think it's natural. I think it's something you commit yourself to say, okay, I'm with this one person and I'm going to stay with this one person and then we'll get married. But until you say I do, I think your mind is, you physically might be monogamous, but mentally you're still in search of. Because you always, until you say that I do to that person, that one true person, your mind is always going to be thinking about what if. So you might see someone, you might not make that approach to them, or you might make that approach to them. But you, like I would say, if you haven't met that one person and you haven't said, you know something, I met you, we're good, and we're going to get married, and that's it, your mind is always open for the next best possible thing.
Wait a minute. You just said fiance and...
No, I say if you, okay.
You said fiance and wife.
Right.
If you or get, wife.
Right.
And or so, girlfriend. But you, no, he didn't say girlfriend.
No.
He said fiance or wife, but then it was like, if you're not married, but well, yeah, if but you're if, engaged, yeah. You're still not married.
But you're getting towards that marriage. You're closer towards getting married. And that's what I'm saying. If you're not into that realm, into that little small window that you have to say, okay, I have my fiance, I met my girlfriend, I really like her, I'm going to stay committed to her. I'm gonna get married to her. I'm engaged. I'm gonna get married to her because now you have put her in that confine of, this is the one person I want to be with. But if you're not doing that within a period of time, yeah, you always still going to be looking.
See, I think if we're taking it from, like Queen said, is it natural? So natural has to come from the origins of the person, and so. By the time you're ready to get married and engaged and all that, you've lived life and you've been influenced by life to have decisions. But I think, if you think back to when you were a kid, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't natural to be in a monogamous relationship, you wouldn't have the reactions of, like, if you did try to, like, holler at another girl and almost got caught, you'd be like, oh shit, oh Lord, she almost caught me. You wouldn't have that feeling. Your feeling would be more of, what's the problem? This is what we're supposed to do.
Well, not necessarily so, because I think it's a learned behavior. I think that really, that being monotonous is not a natural thing. It's a learned behavior. Monogamy. Did I say monotonous? Oops. Yeah. Well, that was a Freudian slip.
Right. Was it?
Was it a Freudian slip? Right. Oops. But the bottom line is, I think it's a learned behavior that you see someone, and as you grow as a person, you know, you kind of like, okay.
See, I think what's learned is whether you're going to stay true to your original being. And what's learned or the decisions that you make are, am I going to stay on track with what I know is right? Or am I going to take the approach of, hey, like you said, I'm a free agent, I'm doing what I want to do, and blah, 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 which opens a whole nother book, because then it's going to come down to, if you're really that Billy Badass, you know, go into it, meeting these people, letting them know, I'm just letting you know up front, I ain't trying to be serious with you, I'm going to be dating a whole bunch of motherfuckers, so
you still want
to hang out and go out.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
So
I don't think you should do anything undercover.
I think a vast majority, 99.9% of the men in the world ain't going to do that.
Oh yeah. My gosh, you just,
what y'all think they should,
opened up another question that someone sent us.
What a segue. We are on fire.
Hold on. Keep talking, though, because I want to find this question.
But like I say before, and if you meet someone, and as far as monogamy goes and being with that true one person, if that was the case, you would find that one person, whatever the consequence. And I know things kind of fall apart all depending on what you're doing, with situations, so forth and so on. But when you do find that right person, or do you think that person is the right one for you, the end result is always, or should be always, marriage to that person. Now, in the meantime, you might be with that one person and not messing around with anyone because you're in a relationship, quote unquote, a relationship. But if you're not looking to lock it down, in other words, put a ring on it, you know, marriage license, whatever it is, you're still always in search of. I mean, physically you might be monogamous, but mentally you're not, because you're always still looking.
So does your mate know that I'm even though you're here, mm-hmm. even though we're in a relationship together, I'm just, you know, I'm still on the prowl. I just want to let you know.
Well, it all depends on, like I say, if you're honest with your girl or, you know, guy and say, hey, look, you know, we kicking it, but I'm still looking around. If you're honest, that's fine. But if you're not, then, you know, I think you should tell that person. But this is the way I look at it. If you're dating someone, okay, mm-hmm. over a period of time, and especially as you get older in life, mm-hmm. if you're dating a person over a period of time and the whole, I guess, talk doesn't come up about where are we going or this leading to marriage or wherever it's not going or where it is going, if that doesn't come up, then that person's a fool anyway. You're fooling yourself. Because the end result of being with someone monogamous is the prize at the end. And if you're not going towards that prize at the end, you're just really kind of wasting each other's time. Because that's the end result of a relationship, isn't it?
Yeah. I have to agree with him on that.
Of a relationship?
Well, I mean, if you get into a relationship with someone.
Rhetorical? Because yeah. I was about to answer you. You yeah. said the end result of a relationship is, you know, marriage, right?
I guess if you're in a relationship, that's what you both want, though.
No, but if you're in a relationship, mm-hmm. it should be marriage. If you're mm-hmm. dating and hanging out, right. then no.
Right.
That's totally different.
Right. Yeah. That's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're mm-hmm. supposed to be dating, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. at a certain age. You're dating to get married.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Other than that, you're just hanging around and like doing it to people.
Right.
Like,
right.
you know,
right.
that's different.
Right. Yeah.
And then you have to be honest with the other person.
So,
which.
That would make what you said is serial monogamous.
Right. Okay. So do I think it's normal? Honestly, I do think it's normal. And I mean, and the funny part is I agree with different points of everything that you guys have all said. I do think it depends on how you grew up. You know, what have you seen as a child? And. In your household, you know what I'm saying? Like if you're with people or parents that have been married for like 50 years, absolutely, it's normal to you. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't see anything different, right. you know? But if you're in a household where it's just you and, well, let's say if it's you, your mom and your dad, and you know your dad, Papa was a Rolling Stone, mm-hmm. then it's not normal to you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Especially probably as a male child. It's probably not normal to you. Mm. You know, you may go out and be like, oh, this shit is normal for me to go out and impregnate like 3, 4, 5, 6 other women. You know what I'm saying? Like that might be normal to you. To me, monogamy is great. And if I'm in a relationship, I am with this person. If I'm not with this person, I'm dating other people. Mm-hmm. So then that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
So
can I add one more thing?
One more thing, real quick.
You know, as children growing up, and you know, as Big B said that, you know, we're kind of, it's a learned behavior or it's instinctive. Really, when you look at kids growing up, a lot of times when you hear, especially little girls, little boys, they're growing up, and you see people coming around them, most of the time you always see a woman or a guy, he'll go to a little boy or she'll go to a little boy. I know you're gonna break a lot of hearts. Always, I'm sure you guys heard this before. I know you got a lot of girlfriends to the little boy, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And in his mind, he's thinking, oh, that's what I should do because that's what they said. I'm going to break a lot of hearts. And I know you got a lot of girlfriends. And they didn't say girlfriends. And I've heard that many times.
When it was said to me, I didn't take it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. But all jokes aside, who's to say that kid is not going to say that breaking hearts is going to come in the form of, no, sorry, I have somebody.
Right. Yeah. Or it's the same thing as saying, like, oh, she's so shy. Then that kid's going to be like, oh, I guess I am shy, so I don't really want to talk to people. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, depending on what you tell a child, they're going to internalize it. Or, hell, what you tell an adult, they're going to do the same thing.
That's true.
But anyway, all right, okay. So... Somebody, I can't remember whose answer it was, but I wasn't going to ask this question, but now I feel like, oh, I need to. So if you were just casually dating someone and they asked you if you were dating someone else, would you tell them if you were? Would you tell them the truth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. You, the ink is not even dry on your contract yet. You asking me about somebody else? Mm. Get your ink dry first.
You might not even make the list.
You might even make the list. Mm-mm. You know, might put you in a 10-day contract. Next thing you know, you being shipped out to Portland or something like that.
You gone. You gone.
You gone.
FYI, don't ask that question.
Yeah, don't ask.
Just enjoy your date.
Yeah. Mm,
okay. Mm. No, but not the first date.
No, not the first date.
Oh, I'm saying not the first, but eventually,
they didn't
yes.
say the first. They didn't say the first.
In general,
they just said if you were casually dating someone. So I'm assuming if you say casually dating, it's been more than one date.
Okay, but
and they asked you if you were dating someone.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but you shouldn't ask anyway. You, first of all, I never understood this anyway. Even when it comes to, you know, when guys pick up women and they see a girl and they like, they, you know, they kind of, you know, picking her up. And they always say, so are you married or are you seeing somebody? Who gives a fuck whether she is? Because the bottom line, if she was seeing someone or she is married, it's up to her to say, hey, thank you, but no thank you, I'm seeing someone. I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to inquire. I don't care. The bottom line, I figure if you're giving me time, guess what? You might not be too sure of him.
But if you're going into it, like if you're walking down the street and I'll give you a perfect scene, you can relate to me. Remember Car Wash, when Superfly saw old girl in the diner,
right.
The world stopped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The music started playing. You know what I'm saying? So when you see the next Mrs. Diego,
right.
You're going to want to know, are you married or something?
I know. I wouldn't ask because I'm like this. If I approach a woman, and until she says, hey, I'm not interested, or I'm seeing someone, or I'm married, I'm just going to assume that you're not until you tell me. I'm just not going to, because I'm not interested, because I figure if you give me 5 minutes.
That wasn't the question, people.
I understand that.
That wasn't the question.
Oh.
No, but we understand. But we kind
did
of
you answer the question,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, we said don't ask. I mean, bottom line, be sure
everybody
of yourself.
Answered immediately.
So you would all say
be
no.
Positive.
Yeah.
Not right away.
You wouldn't tell the person. So wait a minute.
No, we all said yes.
Okay.
No, I said no.
What? Like
I
not?
I feel like
don't
you
ask?
Said yeah.
I said don't ask because of all
lies. We all said. All of us said yes.
Okay.
All
right.
That you would tell the other person.
Yeah. 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 We said that we would tell.
I would tell.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Not that it's none of your business.
Right. And if you ask that question, you have to be woman or man enough to accept what you're going to hear. Don't get all mad. The person say yes. Just
don't
enjoy.
Be all weird that if the person does say yes, that you're like, or wait, I'm sorry. If the question is asked and you lie and you're like, oh no, I'm not dating anybody else. Don't be an asshole.
Right.
Answer the question truthfully.
Right. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, don't be like, oh, I don't want to tell her just because I don't want her seeing nobody else, or I don't want her to break up with me or stop seeing me. Mm-hmm. Stop being selfish.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, yeah.
And just because
you don't even know, maybe she still want to date you because she might want to try to win you or something.
Right. Yeah.
And just
because
you're dating don't mean you're fucking the other person. Why are people always insinuating if you're dating someone else, that means you're fucking someone? No,
true.
I might just be going out with someone just because their conversation might be better. Mm-hmm. I might want to learn their conversation. Yeah, sometimes it is. I mean, because that's what it is. When you're dating, you're just kind of really kind of juggling and seeing what, who's better?
Who's better for you?
Mm-hmm. What's going to be a better fit? Doesn't mean I'm fucking everybody I go out with.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I mean, and if you are, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, it's not. But it doesn't mean that.
But it doesn't mean that.
Right. Right. Because dating is trying to get to know someone.
Exactly.
As we said, you're trying to get to, you know, whatever. All right. Moving. We're going to ask one more question before we go to break, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So... thank you for sending that question in. Hopefully it worked or it helped. I don't know. All right. What is something that would immediately turn you off when dating someone?
Repeat the question.
What is something that would immediately turn you off when dating someone?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got a list.
You have some things?
Oh, okay. Well, get it popping.
No, you go, Diego.
Well, first of all, you got bad teeth. That's come on. You know, they got that thing in Walmart. You can get those fake dentures and put in your mouth or something like that. But bad teeth is right off the break. And if it's summertime,
poor hygiene.
And your feet are doing gang signals. That's turn off right there too. Like mm-hmm. They're growing vegetables on your feet mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think
what if it's the winter and you have on boots?
Yeah. So, but if it's winter and I can't see your feet, your teeth are good. I think the most thing from sitting down, because I'm very good at talking to people and engaging them in conversation, meaningful conversation. And note that I say meaningful, okay? I think if a person comes off very possessive, needy, insecure, that would probably turn me off more than anything. Because that bothers me. That scares me because that says a lot about you and how you fit into my world. So that probably will scare me off.
With me, I have, I like men who are established.
What would turn you off?
What turns me off is a man that is not about his business. I don't like men that don't handle their business as far as, I mean, everything as far as like, you know, paying their bills or
brushing their teeth.
Just everything. Handle your business. Like that's very attractive to me when you handle, like when you call me and say, you know what, I know you're vegan. I looked up a restaurant. Let's go try it. You know, let's go, you know, I planned the date. I love that. I don't want to have to be Julie, the cruise director. You know, I don't want to have to always tell us what, you know, okay, we're going to go. No. Have a plan. That's what I like. But I don't like when you don't have a plan. Now, if we've been dating for a while and you're like, okay, you know, babe, it's, you know, what do you want to do? That's different. But I'm talking about in the beginning, when you're trying to woo me, have a plan. If you don't have a plan, that turns me off. All right.
You said things that are turn off.
Yeah. I said, what is something that would immediate
turn off?
That's an immediate.
Turn you off when dating someone. Oh, shit. Did you send in this question?
I think off the break is it would have to be I don't even know a better word to use, but just niggerish shit.
Okay.
Just
words.
If you you don't know how to code switch, you don't know how to speak outside of Ebonics. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Everything for you is a you know, a slang. You know, you can't present yourself in public. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. If I step to you with a genuine approach and, you know, hey, you know, how you doing, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I just wanted to know where the bus stop was. Thank you.
Man, that was not good.
You know, I can't do. Yeah, I can't do. Yeah. The rest of stuff that, you know, I mean, because the question was like immediate. So hygiene and all that shit, you really ain't going to find out a lot about that till down the road. But just off the break, yeah, if you can't just conduct yourself outside the hood, if you can't turn that hood off, yeah.
That everybody be talking about. Hold on one second. This call. Hello, welcome to Taco Bell. How may I help you?
To me, I can dig it. Because like, I'm serious.
You better get his taco.
Perfect example.
Sir, did you want lettuce with that? You did. Okay.
He wants some lettuce.
Perfect example. You know, my family's from Jamaica.
Right.
And my mom had a very pronounced accent. But when she was at work, I used to be like, who the hell is this woman? I'm like, that don't even sound like. And she would be on there, yes, how you doing, man? And she'd get off that phone and speak another language to me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, Sam Patois, you better get this shit together and clean up, man, your shit.
Teachers
say
used
it. Say
to.
Say the Patois, no, for real.
Teachers say used it. To say, I'm going to call your mom. I used to be like, go ahead, let's get this out of the way now, because I don't want to hear that shit later.
Say it.
Let's get it in the nice joint.
You don't know how to say it?
I ain't going
to
say it.
Okay.
I was saying.
Right, me too. That's what I was like. Clean your shit out.
Yeah, you know. And so it was like that was, you know, and because in the field that my mom worked in, you know, you had to. You couldn't really show weakness, and you couldn't show any sort of thing to let a person infiltrate whatever it is that you was doing. So it was cool that she would be able to just turn that off, turn that on, and boom.
That is sexy, though.
2017, code switching is still important.
It's a way of life. If you want to make a move.
Yeah.
People think, you know what the funniest thing is? People think white people don't code switch.
Oh yeah, they do.
Oh my God.
They do.
Yep. Them motherfuckers would be the biggest country redneck bunking.
Okay,
but and will shave that beard and straighten that mullet up and walk in it, man.
Not mullet. Okay. All right. Because I want to ask you. Okay. I know I said we were going to go to break, but I'm going to answer this and I'm going to ask y'all one question before we go to break.
Okay.
It's going to be something easy, like real, real easy. Okay. So let's see. What is something that would immediately turn you off when dating someone? I would say if I'm dating someone, let's say we're supposed to meet out someplace and you show up late. Mm-hmm. And late is by the time my drink is empty, which could be like anywhere from 5 minutes to 30, depending on the drink. Mm-hmm. I'm upset.
Yeah.
And if you show up late for a date with Queen, if you show up 30 minutes late, that means you're an hour and a half late because she come an hour late, first off the break.
You know what?
See, Queen ask you what time should start so she can know how late she can be.
That is not true. Depending on where I'm going. That is not true and who's going to be there. Okay, I was going to go further, but this is not a deep show. But anyway, so yeah, that actually is a turnoff. If it's a date, I'm going to be on time because I'm not going to be rude. But if it's a date, like I said, and you're late and, you know, let me see, what else is a immediate turnoff? Just not being able to hold a conversation. Like you don't know about world events. You don't know what's going on. You don't know that the house just passed the freaking all right, we're not gonna get all upset and get off track, but I mean, I'm just saying, if you don't know that, first of all, set your phone so certain alerts will pop up on your phone. So even if you're like not really like a news person, set an alert, certain things. WTOP, CNN, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, like those things will just automatically pop up on your phone so you'll know. I can't stand to not have a good conversation or great conversation with someone. And it's like, oh, we're just going to talk about what the latest sneaker that came out. Oh, okay. Like that's all we got going. Okay.
But they're Jordans.
I don't care. I'm like,
they're the baller brand.
I don't care. That's going to totally turn me off. Yeah, like
me too.
That seriously, if we can't have a conversation, if you can't seem like you are interested in anything that I'm interested in, because I'm going to find out what you're interested in, that is an immediate turn off. But anyway, because we were talking about code switching. So if you go out with coworkers, what is a code switch drink that you would order? Because, you know, sometimes you have a drink you order when you're out with your homies, out with your girls. What's a code switch drink that you would order?
Maybe a mojito.
A mojito?
A mojito. And but then when you watch your girls, you can order a Long Island like that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Lit.
They have a mojito with the mint on the side.
Well,
the mint is in a mojito, but
I was like, it's not a mojito.
Well, yeah,
rum? Mojito with some sugar in it.
Right. Like extra bougie.
Okay.
What the hell?
Extra unbougie.
Right.
Sorry, I'm bougie.
I think for me, it's actually reverse code switching.
Okay.
Because, like, I might just want just some cognac on the rocks. But because I know that they know walking through the door that I'm probably going to order some Hennessy, I'm just going to say, do you have Pierre Fernand? And let them be like, I'm sorry, what's that? Oh, it's a cognac, you're not aware of it? Okay. since you don't have it, I'll go ahead and take a Fassier. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So sort of a reverse for me because I out-drink and I over-drink. All my friends anyway, except for Queenie.
I was going to say, ew.
Queenie goes step for step.
Oh, I know. Let's pretend Diego. Like, you can drink.
Okay,
so if you're going out with people.
I probably would just have a Merlot.
A Merlot.
Is it Merlot?
No, it's Merlot.
Yeah, I don't drink, but like if why? I did, I would probably have.
Why?
Oh, because one, that's the only one I really know. That's why, for the most part.
Because you don't drink, right?
Yeah, I don't drink, so it's easy for like, oh, I'll just have a Merlot. You know, and that's it for me.
Okay.
Can I give a perfect example of what I was just saying, though? One day when we were hanging out. So, Queen, one day we went out, and Queen ordered a Zinfandel. And typical waitress was like, black people, okay, she want a white Zinfandel. And brought her white Zinfandel. Queen was like, what's that? She said, you ordered a white Zinfandel? No, I did not. I ordered a Zinfandel. It's a different drink. Can you bring me a Zinfandel, please? I was like, God damn it, that's my motherfucking Queen. Shoot him down. And I ain't going to lie, I had the notebook like, I ain't even know. Zinfandel, I thought it was all just white.
What color is it?
Red.
Oh, really?
If you order Zinfandel, red, white. Zinfandel is like a blush, but red, white situation. Wow. Anyway.
I used that one day, too, by the way.
It's kind of fun, right?
It's what?
I mean, it's a little asshole-y, but it's still kind of fun.
God damn, like, right.
When I'm on grill, that's my go-to. I'm like, yes, can I get the Zinfandel? And they're like, here you go. I said Zinfandel, didn't say white. Take the shit back. Anyway, just do that one time, just for fun. If you're listening, S&G's, just do it. It'll make you giggle.
Mm-hmm. And it'll make them respect you more because right. Now, you know, you're going to get their attention that I'm not typical black walking in here. I know my shit. Get
is that like Moscato?
Oh,
I said it was red. First of all, no, it's not.
I know that all my black people order Moscato and stuff like that.
So. No, we all do not.
And I say a lot. I didn't say all. I say a lot. Like the ones who, you know. From
okay,
the
anyway, we're getting off track. So, all right. So let me answer. My code switch drink is, am I at a lunch or am I at a dinner? What is the gauge around the table? What is everybody ordering? Are they like, I have an iced tea, I'll have a this, I'll have a lemonade, I'll have a blah, blah, blah. So that is my gauge to see what am I going to order. You know, again, let's say lunch. That's my gauge. Because some people, you know, business-wise, they take you out to lunch and they're like, yeah, let me get a scotch, mm-hmm. You know, straight, neat, you know, whatever, on the rocks, whatever way they do it. And it's like, oh, this is going to be that kind of lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what we're doing. Then let me get a Manhattan.
There you go.
Okay, I would like mine with whatever I feel at the time. Cool. But if it's something that is, you know, maybe it's a little more worky, yeah, I'm going to go with a glass of wine. And because, you know, I would go white versus red because sometimes, you know, you drink red, you're like, boop, boop, turned it up, boop, boop, depending on the mood. So you might want to go with a glass of white wine to, you know, just to be chill. And maybe you might, you know, try something different that night, you know, or whatever. And if everybody's really like a dud, I'd be like, okay, I'll just go with a club soda and lime. Thanks.
And don't be above if you're at a restaurant and where your table is located, you're not in eyeshot of the bar. And everybody else at the table is being a fuddy-duddy. Yeah, just when I need to use the restroom or excuse me, I take this phone call and go to the other side of the bar and order, you know, two shots real quick and just down in the drinks and
there's
come
that.
On back and
there's you know, that.
Be the life of the party.
Mm. And nobody will know why. Mm-mm. Well.
She's funny.
They'll be like, man, I like her. She's dope. Okay. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, guys, and we will be right back. Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for listening. Thank you for sharing the show.
Sitting here in this chair. Way, but not a word do you say. You'll even look my way.
Bring it back, girl. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Dating sucks? Question mark. We always appreciate your feedback. We thank you for posting on our Facebook page. And if you haven't already liked the In Deep Show page on Facebook, if you're about that social media, please go over there and like it.
Like it. Love it.
Love it. I don't know if you could love it. I mean, you could love a post, but I don't
love
it.
Love that post.
Okay. I mean, you know, you can click on that follow button and say.
I'll tell you what. For all you ladies out there that want to love the post, this is your opportunity right now. All right. Ready? I want you to go on to the page. You got it? It's up? All right. Yeah, this is the time where you put the phone between your legs.
Okay. Or not.
Yeah, you can love the post.
If you're still there, thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate it. And if you have any questions, because, you know, eventually we're going to run out of questions, people. Like, come on.
Because y'all all going to fall in love and you're just going to figure it out.
So, but if you haven't figured it out, indeepshow@yahoo.com, we'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And we will definitely ask your question with your name, without your name, anonymous, whatever. Whatever way you want
to
go.
If you're listening to us in New Mexico, feel free to reach out and say hi. Send a question.
Not in Deep Show. So, all right. Let's go.
Still listening.
Let's go. Let go, as they say. So this question came, and it's kind of like a three-parter question. So we're going to see how this rolls. But first part is, if you're dating someone and they have a medical issue, is it your job to take care of them?
Run the beginning of that one back for me.
If you're dating someone, and they have a medical issue, is it your job to take care of them? I guess actually I can kind of put the second part in there too. Is there an obligation to stay?
Do they have this?
Actually, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's not put that. No, sorry. Take out the second part, because the third part I'm reading now, I'm like, wait a minute, that's a bit more. Okay, let's stick with, if you're dating someone mm-hmm. and they have a medical issue, is mm-hmm. it your job to take care of them?
Wow. I'm going to just say this. Hell no. Because if you're afflicted, and I meet you and find out something wrong with you, I'm like, yeah, it was nice meeting you. I mean, it all depends on, I mean, if you have high blood pressure, I mean, I might try to help you along.
Take you to the gym.
Yeah, take you to the gym, keep you off the salt, you know, keep you from eating that soul food and all the other stuff. So, I mean, I'll work with you. I mean, other than that, I mean, if it's something really, like really, really major, like you have heart trouble or something like that. And I'm speaking from experience. So I probably won't date you. I mean, I probably, you know, wish you the best of luck, but I probably won't date you, you know, because.
Okay. You took easy street on that question. So I want to bring you down Benning Road a little bit. Uh-huh. Okay. Suppose you meet a young lady mm-hmm. and, you know, y'all hung out a couple times, and you kind of feel like, damn, you know, she's super cool, different. Mm-hmm. Anything that I've ever been with, blah, blah, blah. Definitely want to date her and spend more time with her. And you find out she has a colostomy bag.
Mm. Is she really good looking? I mean, I would fuck her, but I mean, I wouldn't date her. That's a difference to me. Man. I mean, if you can move the bag, can't you? Mm. Mm-mm. Or you cover the bag.
No, you can't move. You can't take the bag off unless
I'm
you
not saying to move it. I mean, cover it all. But I mean, you know, we can, you know, you can put it to the side and shit, you know.
I mean, what if the bag breaks in the bed? You got pee all over the bed.
Well, so what? A little pee.
Go at shower.
Little best case scenario.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, you just kind of like, oops. I mean, hell, right. I mean, I fucked the girl. She shitted on the bed before. And, you know, just clean it up, roll the sheets up, and keep it moving. Sometimes you have to go to war strong.
Well, I understand that. I understand that. I mean.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Dating Sucks.
Wait, what was the other show you said?
I'm like, do you need me to re-ask the question yet again?
No, but I'm just saying, no, I mean, you know, I mean, No, I don't think you should feel an obligation to date someone, but if you like them, then, you know, it's up to each person. Personally, yeah. would I do it? Like I say, I mean, depends on what she look like, how she flowing. I might hit it, but I wouldn't be around for a long time. It'd be a short-term thing. You know, I'm just being honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so she had pre-existing conditions before we met.
It doesn't say that. It just says if you're dating someone and they have a medical issue, is it your job to take care of them?
See, that's what I'm saying. Because I think it kind of, like if she was straight when we met and then some shit came along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go with that.
Someone might feel a certain way versus if you met someone and found out, oh, shit, you.
Well, then before we go there, I'd like to hear what.
Well, I'm answering right now. Oh, damn,
you
know, I can't answer for shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
before you go on, I'm
answering the question. This is within my answer.
Okay, so if you're dating someone with medical issues, is it your job to take care of them?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think if you were dating and she developed these issues, then I think, depending upon how close we were, I think my obligation might be a little bit more existent than if meeting her, finding out she had a condition, you know, one might feel like, I don't know if I want to get involved with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That makes sense
to me. Yeah, me too. So what
are yours? Okay. Oh, wow.
Well. Did you ask what her conditions were?
No.
Or what her answer was?
What her answer was.
Oh, okay.
Now. So that question, I was sitting here thinking, and I said, okay, so now, when I was listening to that question, now, the word exclusively dating, exclusive wasn't in front of the dating. So I'm just going to say that you've been dating, and you're just dating. It's just a casual dating thing. If you were exclusively dating that person, and they had something wrong, I would be. If I'm dating you, and something happens over the course of, like, that year, car accident or whatever, and now, you know, you're confined, whatever, I might be able to rock with you because, you know, we're exclusive and I'm probably loving on you right now. But if we're dating and you have something going on, I'm going to be like, no. That's a big responsibility. And you have to be actually mentally and physically equipped. I am not. So I would just be like, I'm sorry. I mean,
it's so good to be real, to know when that you're just not, I'm not built for it.
Yeah, right.
I'm not, you know what I mean? And it shouldn't be taken as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people just can't handle that shit.
I'm not built for that.
Just to jump in one quick, because, you know, I have a story because these situations have happened to me. And I was dating a young lady and she had a nut allergy. And she asked, you know, told me, is, you know,
it's in legumes, and
like tree nuts,
like,
or as in
like nut
balls
nut. No, mm-hmm. not juice, but nut, like from peanuts and stuff like that. And she said, legumes, she said, oh, I can't, don't eat nuts because I have an allergy. And could you give them up? And I told her absolutely not because I like Snickers. And so I stopped seeing her because I'm not gonna give them no nuts
and pocket almonds
for, you know, just because.
Damn, but just think about the control you would have had in that relationship. Mm-hmm. She get to pop in that mouth, you open up a thing of planets, be like, what?
Yeah, but the way my mind, I would eat some nuts on purpose.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, give me a kiss, baby. Just swallow her all up. Next time, think about it before you come.
You want this EpiPen?
That is so not nice. That's serious right there.
You got the EpiPen on the chain around your neck.
That's horrifying. That's horrible. I'm going to put out a disclaimer. Their views do not have anything to do with Sonia's views, please.
Absolutely not.
Boy, queen.
She'd be like, next time, think about it before you get smart with me.
I want no parts of this bullshit.
All right. Let me get them out of here. So, okay. So if I was dating somebody and they had medical issues, is it my job to take care of them? No. Because if I'm dating them, no. And I'm going to guess, first I'll go with casually dating. Absolutely not. That means I don't even know you. I don't know who you are. Maybe I may or may not even know what the hell your condition is. You might tell me, like, I don't know, longer down the line, which you don't want me to know, I'm going to be pissed. Then it's not going to work out anyway. So, but if you tell me up front, and depending on the point that I am in my life, is it something that I can deal with? And how far along have we been dating? If it's like 3 months in, that's kind of early and probably not. But if it's like further in, and honestly, depending on what is, you know, what the medical issue is, maybe it's something we can work around. If it's an allergy, sure, I will not eat peanuts or almonds around you when I know I'm going to see you, because I'm not that addicted to them. So it'll be fine. Yep.
This question is for men and women. Do the parameters of this change if the said sick, i.e. or disabled person has a net worth of $6.4 million?
Oh, my.
No. Not for me.
Not for me either. It's just not.
I'm going to say we can work some things out. We can talk about it. We can talk.
I can't.
No.
Because it's a mental issue, and money can't even take that away.
What about if the person has SD syndrome? Like a guy. Like it's a condition with guys. A lot
no.
Of times.
What is we that? Cannot work that out.
What's SD?
Sticky dick syndrome.
What is that?
Stick when your dick stick to your leg.
I've never heard of that. Are you serious?
Yes, it's a thing. I'm telling you, okay. It's called SD syndrome. It's when your nuts and your dick stick to your leg.
Okay. No, doubly no. Both of all of them. Everything is sticking.
Yeah, it just sticks to the side of your leg. So no. You have to constantly. That's why you see guys constantly readjusting all the time. It's called SD syndrome.
What if we're out having one of those code switch dinners I was just talking about earlier, and you all sticky icky?
Well, that's why you see a
you
lot
gotta
of guys.
Keep moving.
Yeah, because you got to keep moving because you have sticky dick syndrome.
Nah,
yeah.
Either get some like lotion or oil or something to. What it, no.
Well, because you can't use talcum powder anymore because
we
talcum powder
the
now.
Closing music.
No. Because
talcum powder, okay.
No.
Damn. So guys, right. I have sticky balls.
No. You're just going to be sticky. Whatever. Yeah. All right. So let's move it up. Take this question because we already kind of said part two. Is there an obligation to stay? We kind of already know what y'all talking about. No, no, and no.
What?
Hell
what
no. Is there an obligation to stay? I kind of feel like y'all were saying no. No.
No,
if you're dating somebody and
there's no obligation.
Yeah,
no
there's
obligation.
No obligation to stay.
Again, I think it goes if it occurs.
Well, that's the part three of the question.
Okay.
So if you were, I guess, because they said, would you consider marrying them? So I assume that, you know, maybe you were dating them and like somewhere down the line, something occurred. I'm going to hope this by this question, that person didn't hide it. So I'm just gonna do my own interpretation that maybe you've been dating this person for a good amount of time. You both are invested. Something happens to them. I mean, I'm not even gonna say diabetes because that's whatever. Because a lot of Black people have diabetes or high blood pressure. So we're not gonna say that. So whatever else, you know, maybe there's some other medical condition or that the person develops, and you find out about it, and they find out about it. You know, would you still consider marrying them?
No.
Can I tell my story, Queen, or is it too much for the show?
I don't remember which story.
You know what the story my story is.
I'm drawing a blank right now. Oh.
I want to hear the story.
You share whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay, so my dad passed away in 1995. And my mom, she became sick maybe about 4 or 5 years after my dad passed away. And she had dementia. And my now stepdad was my mom's best friend. And to comfort my mom and ease her while she was going through this, he married her to assure her and let her know she would always be taken care of. And, you know, my stepdad gave up his, he was at the height of his career. He gave up his career. He gave up his life. He gave up everything. And literally did not leave my mom's side.
Wow.
For like 7-8 years. And, you know, she lasted a lot longer than she was supposed to. You know, when doctors told him it's time to let go, blah, 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 he was like, nope. You know, he said, bring my wife back home. If you can't do nothing for her, I'll figure out something to do. And they would bring her back home, and he would doctor her and take care of her and everything. And 3 years later, she's still here, and she's, you know, and it was amazing when they kept telling him, let go, it's over, there's nothing else that can be done. And, you know, so, you know, she finally, you know, succumbed to it, you know, but it was, like I said, years and years and years and years after she wasn't supposed to. So, you know, that's why I kind of said what I said to you, Sonya, in terms of knowing what you have inside of you mm-hmm. to give that to someone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's one thing to help out someone that can't quite do for themselves, but someone that can't move, can't talk, can't mm-hmm. do anything for you anymore, mm-hmm. for you to give up your life for them, it's incredible. So I say that to say I've seen it firsthand. And, you know, I know what it means, and I know how much it meant to me, mm-hmm. because I know if he wasn't here, I definitely wouldn't have had my mom all the extra years that I did, because mm-hmm. I personally don't know how much I have within me. I know I would have tried like shit, but I don't know where my breaking point was. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I take my hat off to him.
Yeah, wow. Me too.
That's real.
But it's a lot. It's emotional. It's physical. It's a lot.
I mean, you want to hope that you can find someone that loves you like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I said it depends to me. It depends on where you are in that relationship, whether or not you would still marry that person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like if you are just dating them and maybe y'all been dating like a couple times casually, you know, then no. You know, and this is coming from a person, you know, one of my friends calls me PC and a tree hugger all the time, you know, but it really depends on what you have inside of you, you know. And again, if you're just dating someone casually, no, you don't have to stay around. Or I don't think I would stay around because I don't know if I could give that person what they would need, you know, right. Because I don't know if I would have that capacity to love or to care for that person in the way that they deserve to be loved and cared for. But if it was someone I was dating and it was serious, and maybe like we were talking about earlier, like if you date someone and, you know, if you're dating someone, especially at a certain age, if you're dating someone to move towards marriage, then that's different. You know what I mean? If you're dating them and, you know, they're healthy and so, you know, like you were saying, and all of a sudden maybe something happened and they got in a car accident, you know, you have to see, you have to know if you're that person that can love them through that. Mm-hmm. If you know you're not, then leave and move on, mm-hmm. you know, because other people will step up and it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Like he did, he stepped up mm-hmm. and it was fine, mm-hmm. you know? And if you know you're not that person that would step up, then move on and go left, because that person won't need you or doesn't need you, because you're not going to be able to give your all to them anyway, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think it depends on how I felt about that person. Yeah. I think if I really love that person, or hell, let's take it even a step further. If I was in love mm-hmm. with that person and I was just dating them and we weren't really married, mm-hmm. then I would stay.
Me too.
What size insurance policy are we talking about?
Oh, Lord.
I'm just asking questions. I mean,
they didn't ask that question. No, I don't know. So you know, tell
if they,
me.
If they have like half a million, you know, I mean, you know, I might work it out.
I mean, if they did, you'd have to see if you can get it in your name. Because, I mean, if they died and it wasn't in your name, then it don't fucking matter.
And I would make sure it's in
my name.
Yeah,
I was like, it don't matter. So it's moot.
We got to redo this will. I'll hold their hand and write. There you go, girl. No. There you go.
See, you're the person I'm talking about. Move on. Because I'm like, mental note, if I get sick, people.
Hold the pen in your mouth. We'll just use your head and trace it. There you go.
Oh,
there you go.
No.
Hold your head.
Anyway.
Like, you wouldn't be there to help me spend it.
What? Help you what?
Spend it.
Man, listen,
she
no.
She just died.
No. Not like that.
Right.
Yeah, no, not like that, man. I would not. If you're like, yay, she's dead.
No, I wouldn't say yay. I would like, she's gone.
And you know that little giggle would be behind it.
You know, or when he finished.
So we don't have any questions from the audience out there. Are you people afraid of us or something like that?
No.
Those questions were from.
Oh, those were from the people who. Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
A lot of people listen.
Yeah. Hang in there.
Yeah.
You know, be friends and love one another. But check the insurance policies. Make sure your name's on there. Because a lot of people, believe it or not, a lot of people die without leaving a will. Especially a lot of black people. They don't. And you had all that in family fighting and everything like that. So really, I mean, as a PSA here, get a will.
Do you have a will?
Yeah, actually, I do have a will.
Am I in it?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. On to the next question. Y'all heard this. This is
yes.
I don't have any children. Nobody leaving to little bastards.
Okay. Oh, Lord, he's sober today. That's the problem today. All right. Okay. So one more question. This is, I feel like I want it to be more like a lighthearted discussion before we end this. So how do you feel about dating someone with tattoos?
Oh.
It's fine. For me, I don't mind.
Well, because you're a woman. You
well, and every tattoo usually has a story behind it. So I think it's interesting. You know, I'll say, well, what's that tattoo? When did you get that from? What does that signify? Oh, what is this tattoo? Now,
Are you laying on his chest? Are you doing
yes,
that?
Actually, I am.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes, I am. Yes. However, I've never been faced with a scenario where, you know, I was looking at a guy's tattoos and it was like an ex-girlfriend's name or anything like that. I haven't been faced with that. So I don't know how I would feel about that. But I have dated many men with tattoos, and it's okay.
I think tattoos are fine within its limits. Yeah. I mean, I would never date a woman that's a walking collage. Although I can appreciate the tattoos, well, mostly on people who are light. Because I swear to God, black people who are real dark, it just looks like somebody wrote on you with the ink pen. I'm sorry, it just does.
Like a bunch of bruises.
It looked like a bunch of bruises and someone wrote on you with an ink pen.
It just means you went to the wrong person to get your tattoo. That's
but
what that
if,
means.
If you're fair complexion, white or whatever, and I'm looking at your tattoos, and I can admire the colors and all the pageantry that goes along with it, but yet still, I would not want to be with a woman who had that many tattoos on them. It just
What's
to
that
me,
many?
Well, like if you have a sleeve or you have, I mean, if your leg has a, like tattoos all over your legs or all over your arms and everything like that. And please don't have one in your neck. But
or your face.
And please do not get a tattoo in some foreign language you guys don't understand and stuff. Like, why do women do that shit anyway? It says peace. No, it doesn't. You know what the fuck it says. You're putting Chinese letters on there and stuff like that. But I just don't like a lot of tattoos. If they're strategically placed, I think they're fine. But if it's one of those things where, oh, my God, you know. Too many? No, I don't appreciate that. That's way too many. Big sleeve and shit.
I think I'm somewhere where Diego is in terms of, you know, to a degree I can accept it. I think definitely on the face is a no. Neck we're pushing. But I think even worse than that is someone that just has a bunch of random, that just looks like jailhouse tattoos, just sort of.
Yeah,
that's
not good. after.
Here, there, whatever, whatever. And there's no rhyme, there's no reason, there's no meaning. It's just what you woke up and felt that morning, or you went out with your girlfriends at a, and then they had a little tattoo thing for the baby shower or for the wedding, something. Oh my. So I just picked this on the spur of the moment while I was in the tattoo. To me, I mean, that's it signals a lot of indecisiveness and poor judgment.
Yeah.
And that you'll just go along with whatever the crew says to do, mm-hmm. you know, not knowing that this is, you know, something potentially for the rest of your life. I mean, we have modern medicine now that can erase things, but still, I mean,
it hurts from what I hear,
right? So I mean, it's, yeah, it's
just too much,
you know. Mm-hmm. I have tats, but I have mine strategically placed that, you know, even like now, at, you know, people don't know I have them, you know. It peeks under my sleeve a little bit, but it's still professional.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as long as it's not, like you said, as long as it's not all over. And it's like, come on, really?
Whatever. For me, yes. I like tattoos. And if they're cool looking, and if it's a sleeve and it looks good. Because sometimes people, like I said before, sometimes black people will go to tattoo artists that don't know black skin. And they will put colors or something on you. Or it might be, like B was saying, it might be a party that they don't really know how to tattoo darker skin, or just black skin period, so the colors don't look good on you. Yeah, don't do that. But yeah, I don't care, sleeves, no to neck tattoo, because I'm too old for that. Think about it before you get it. Now if it was, you know, like, maybe I should think about it, like a woman on the back of her neck, and that's, it's kind of sexy,
that's cute,
that's what I'm saying, that's, yeah, different. Mm-hmm. So
long as it's not her name though.
Well, on the back of her, I mean, her neck.
I've seen it.
On the back. You haven't seen it on the back. You may have seen it on the side, not the back.
Seen a bunch of tramp stamps like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, on the back of her neck.
On the back of her neck.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Tramp stamp.
The name?
Yep.
The name. Yeah. So she knew who you was.
Yeah.
He was hitting. Bow, bow, bow. But anyway, but like I said, for me, nope. Super love them. Think they're cool. I mean, I have some of my own. And I know you were like, there's no rhyme or reason, but I guess every tattoo should have a story. Mm-hmm. And it can't be like, oh, I was drunk one day. And first of all, don't get a tattoo when you're drunk. No. But everybody listening probably already knows that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to bleed more. So don't do that. No, because seriously, from what I hear, the removal is way worse than the actual tattoo.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. So do not get a tattoo that you're going to regret. Or if you do regret it, do like Nick Cannon did. Go to somebody that's dope and you can get it covered up. Because remember, he used to have that big ass Mariah tattoo on the back. Now you got to cover it up, and it says, like, it's like a cross, and it's, you know, says some other stuff or whatever. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. I think they're dope.
I think for guys, listen to both of you guys. And for guys, I think it's all right to have a sleeve or, I guess, a lot of tats or whatever. It's just something about a woman.
See, I think they're sexy on women, too, if you got the right one. Yeah. I've seen some sexy sleeves on women.
If you get the right one. But no, a sleeve does not look good on a woman.
See, I can show you some really great pictures on Instagram I've seen some really sexy tattoos.
No, I've seen
it. Sleeve-wise, on women.
And I can appreciate it. And I can look and go, ooh, that is really nice. But I would never take her out nowhere. I wouldn't go out with you,
though. But I'm saying, is she, like B says, all his tattoos are covered up where you don't even know that he has the tattoo.
Right.
You know, remember back in the day, like, and we're going way back, there used to be this guy in the gym where we work out, like, he was so tatted up. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you saw him in the building walking around, he had on his business shirt, his suit, and he had on his, like, really nice shoes. But you saw him in the gym, you were like, God, what the? Like, you were surprised to see everything he had going on shirt.
But if you're a woman, and I mean, you know, say if you're going out on a date and, you know, summertime, and you want her to wear something, you know, flowy and off the shoulder or whatever, sexy, and she got all these tats all over her body and stuff like that, I just don't find that sexy.
I think, and I could be mistaken, but I think the sort of the vision that you're looking at is like the soft clashes with the hard, like, you know, just like a nice soft sundress, and then
I'm telling you, I can go right now.
Some men find that attractive, so I guess it depends on what you like.
Like, get off my grass, goddammit.
You like what you like.
Well, I mean, if we're on this topic, I mean, what about piercings?
I mean, I don't mind piercings. I mean, if your clitoris is pierced or your nipples are pierced, I don't mind piercings like that. Tongues, I mean, that's, yeah.
I think tongues are annoying, and all that face shit is ridiculous.
That facial stuff. And what is up with these young girls getting these, like, bull rings through their nose and stuff like that? I mean, because I really want to put, like, a piece of rope between them and just pull them. You know, it's like, what's the purpose of that? It's not cute.
It's a fad.
There's nothing cute about a nose loop.
I mean, a nose loop. You know, they used to do that to bulls when they want to make sure the bulls go the right way and stuff like that. That's not a good look.
No, it's not.
No. That's all right. And I know people express themselves.
Little random face.
Oh, like this one girl got.
Looking like Pinhead.
She had like two tattoos for dimples. Balls, studs for dimples.
Yeah, that's the thing now.
And she was cute. I'm going to give it to her. She was cute, but she was young. Now, if I see some old broad doing that, come on. Come on.
But see, that's my thing. See, the cute thing equivalent back to that back in our days was that nose ring.
Now seeing
them without it, then you just got looking like
a hole
in your nose.
Okay, now look.
With a burn mark around it.
Right.
Okay, now look at this arm. So this girl has, you know, arm tattoos, and they mean something or whatever. Now I'm going to show you a picture of her face. Wait, not that picture. This picture. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she has, like, she actually has a, like, a underboob tattoo. She has a sleeve, whatever. Nothing on her face. But, I mean, I'm like, she's a beautiful girl.
She's a beautiful girl. But honestly, and I mean, being real, I would not date her. Because I saw it now. It's not attractive to me. And I, like I said, I'm old school. And I can appreciate tattoos, you know, to a point. But a woman like that. I just would not be attracted to her. I'd be like, oh, that's really nice, and I can appreciate it and find the beauty and the artisticness in the tattoo, but I couldn't date her, though.
See, and then some things you kind of, like for me, earlier in my life, you know, nipple piercings were fascinating.
Right.
And today I think it's still kind of cool to ogle over, but to have it as your own and... Every time you want to kiss on her nipples or suck on her nipples, you got to navigate metal. Sometimes it gets annoying.
Yeah, I just showed him a different picture of her.
Okay, I would give her an exception.
Right. Yeah, I feel like he's like, okay, well, maybe.
Yeah, I give her a pass. You know, I give her a pass.
You give her a pass to smash or to be with?
Smash.
Oh, well.
Pass. I don't know. I just say, to me, it's just...
It's cool to me.
No, it's cool, but you can't really see that, so that's fine.
You can see the top. This
you can
part
see the top part. I can deal with that part. And so, to me, like I say, if it's a sleeve, or she, you know, I think one of those hard sleeves. You see, with women with those sleeves and stuff like that, and I would go out with you just for the edginess of it, but I wouldn't take you serious though. I mean, I wouldn't see you as my.
I don't know.
I think.
I think first and foremost, I think I'd be fit. Like if you are very attractive, I think. I'd give you the benefit of the doubt of hearing your story. Mm-hmm. But if your story matches up with your tats, and it's like, check you all over the place.
Well, I mean, chances are, if you had tats like this and all this, I mean, you broken anyway. So it's like, I'll listen to your story and I'll smash.
Why have to be broken?
Because a lot of times when you talk to these people and they have all this, and then it's like, okay, you broken.
I don't have
enough glue to put you together. So... We'll just call it what it is.
All right.
Okay. Well, I feel like y'all might have some feedback on that. IndieShow@yahoo.com 202-750-1IDS. So, thank you as always for listening to the show. We'll try to get back in the groove of things. Hit us up on Facebook if you have any feedback as well, because you know that's where some people like to hit us up. They're not old and crusty.
So sweet. Get off my lawn. So
Share the show, man.
And I'm imagining that you're everything I think of you. That's all I do. I love the way you move. Makes me want to kiss you. Cause now I've seen
gray skies turn to blue. Oh, and I've felt one heart break in two.
Break
but
into.
I've never seen a face like yours before. No, I've never seen a face like yours. On my lips, from your lips. Now it was just a dream. Really, just a fantasy. You and me, baby. And I love so real it had to be. I've seen gray skies turn to blue. And I felt one heart break in two. But I've never seen a face like yours.